Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you are an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics. UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches' play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics NIL deals, JLab joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products are pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Volume. Hey, what's up, y'all? T-Bob here, reminding you that you can come hang out with me and Aaron Murray live on AMP Monday through Thursday. AMP is a new live radio app. You just download it from the Apple Store. You can actually call in, text in, chat with us directly during the show. It's a ton of fun. We're at Snaps, right? Snaps, your favorite college football podcast, at Snaps Monday through Thursday, 1 Eastern, noon Central, on AMP. Download it and come hang out with us today. Yo, what up, everyone? Welcome in to a brand new episode of Snaps, your favorite daily college football podcast. At least I hope it is, and I hope you share with your friends and your family and everything else. I am one of your hosts, T-Bob Hebear, and I'm joined live from Texas, I believe, QB1. Just striking big business deals, Kendall Roy style. What's going on there, Ken? How you doing today, Aaron Murray?
Yeah, you know, just trying to get us our own private jet. Since you think Learfield is, I can't believe a guy that is in the college space, when they hear the name Learfield, thinks private jets and not
what?
Sports like licensing and content and media rights and all that. But yeah, I kind of feel like a finance bro in an office with my bun up, and I'm like taking my lunch break to shoot a show with my best buddy. So this is kind of sweet.
Hell yeah, dude. I agree. Okay, but I'm not too off base here, right? Like, no. Brum, when you hear Learfield, do you think private jets or no? Am I is that just me? Am I way crazy?
There are jets.
Oh, there we go.
That,
now we
that okay. Is your obvious confusion.
Okay, my bad. Greg LeMond says, if you don't talk Zion, you will have lost me forever. Guys, you know me. I desperately want to talk Zion Williamson and the incredible whole catastrophe that he is going through right now on Twitter. It is amazing, but We'll have to save that from a radio show in the morning because this is Snaps. You know what we do here? We talk college football, okay? And it's huge thanks to the volume for helping us on, and huge thanks for the volume for creating us this incredible channel and all the work that Brum and Paul and Danny and Adam and Pat and everybody else did to get this channel up and running. You want to help the show, support the show, hit the like button, subscribe, share with your friends, youtube.com/@volumesnaps. We love you. If you're listening on podcast, rate, review, we love you as well. All right, let's dive right into it, Aaron. Things that we're going to talk about today. I don't know what it is. I have a problem, but I saw one paragraph of an article about USC landing two defensive recruits, and just like that, Le Petit Trojan Boy is back. So I'm going to hype up USC some, see if you agree or not. I want to go back to our BCR, blue chip ratio charts from yesterday, because further digging and looking at the post-transfer chart shows me something very strong about your Georgia Bulldogs. And I want to dive into that. As long as the five teams capable of beating Georgia, we've got an incredible Prime take about where Prime's future lives, Coach Prime, that is. And real quickly at the end, I want to talk about the Jacksonville new stadium, as you know, obviously the world's largest outdoor cocktail party going to be there. And apparently some college football players are trying to push to boycott the new NCAA game that is set to come up next summer. Let's start here, though. The USC Trojans. And here's what I want to say, Aaron. When we talk, and less you, but certainly when I talk like Jake Hester, my co-host of my morning show, you know, fullback, meathead, football great, right? And when I talk to a lot of football guys, I just think there's this idea that USC is, you know, that they are who they are and that there's just no getting better, right? That they've kind of reached their ceiling. That, oh yeah, Lincoln Riley was pretty good. They went 11-3, but the defense still sucked. They still lost to Utah. It's like the same old USC. And what got me really thinking about this and chewing all this was an Ari Wasserman article in The Athletic where he points out, look, man, the Trojans had a great week in recruiting. They landed two top 100 defensive prospects over the weekend, okay? They brought in a California corner, Dakota Fields, and they brought in an Atlanta edge rusher, Cameron Fountain, going into Kirby's backyard, getting a four-star edge rusher out of Georgia. Here's the deal, though. I don't give a shit about those individual guys. They mean nothing to me. What I do care about is here you see USC winning both at home and nationally, but most importantly, winning on the defensive side of the ball. And so my overall point is this, okay? I think we talk about USC like there is some sort of institutional problem, right? Like they're just, they're built soft and they're not going to be able to ever get back. But when I look, the problem is not that. It is not some geographic last or cultural lack of toughness. The problem is they haven't had good coaches. I mean, since Pete Carroll, it's been Lane Kiffin, Clay Helton, and Steve Sarkisian. And I'm sorry, but they suck. Like, let me know if you agree with this, Aaron. Lincoln Riley is closer to Pete Carroll. And sorry, Lane Kiffin's good now, okay? But yeah. Lane Kiffin did suck at USC, and he was young. Clay Helton sucks. Steve Sarkisian sucks. Lincoln Riley is close. Like, the gap between Lincoln Riley and Pete Carroll, do you agree? The gap there is smaller than the gap between Lincoln Riley and these other three coaches. Like, Kiffin, Helton, Sarkisian can't sniff Lincoln's jock. Okay, this is a cat who has a 66-13 career record, four Big 12 championships. So many. Steve Sarkisian's never won 10 games once. Lincoln Riley has only failed to win 10 games once. And it was during COVID when they went 9-2. Okay. So it's time for you, because in the South, I think especially where this lives, it's time for you to adjust your thinking. USC is not a finished product. You do not know who they are. And it's not if they get the defense fixed, it's when they get it fixed. Will they get back to winning national championships? I think you are witnessing firsthand the reawakening of a true slumbering giant.
Oh, they are an absolute giant. I mean, I said it yesterday, and I will give you I will agree with, like, the previous coaches. I wouldn't go as far as saying that they all suck. You know, I think Lane Kiffin is a very good coach, was still early on in his career, and probably should have left Tennessee in the first place. I think Sark has matured a lot since his time there at USC, and obviously kind of went and was bathed in the good waters of Nick Saban, and now is going to have to really show something this year at Texas. So like, I still am not going to close the book on Steve Sarkisian at like this horrendous coach, but I will agree with you in the sense of like Lincoln Riley is the best of all. If you had to rank 1 through 4 of those coaches for USC the past 10 years, it's Lincoln Riley 1, and then there's a significant drop to probably Lane Kiffin at 2. It's not close. It really isn't. You're correct there. It is not close at all. And you and I did a Blue Bloods ranking of teams, what, about a month ago? So maybe check that out. I think it's on the new YouTube channel. USC is one of them. USC is a brand. It's one of the biggest brands in college football. And what do we know about big brands? They may go for a little slumber, as you allude to, but they ain't ever going to be dead. And the problem with USC over the past 10 years, it kind of started when I was committing to USC, is they had to deal with an infraction where they couldn't play in bowl games for X amount of years.
Kind of,
so all of a sudden you start losing recruits, you start losing interest because guys can't compete for national championship. I mean, for the early 2000s, this was a team that was always winning the Pac-12, always competing for championships. Then they get the big ban, and then they just kind of have been average to below average since then. And then all of a sudden you have one of the best coaches in America that sees the potential, that needs to figure out a way to excite the fan base, to get people to show up to the stadium, to get kids that want to stay in the state of California and not leave to go to Georgia, go to Alabama. And then obviously tap into the NIL potential as well, being in that LA market. So I think he is hitting on every single one of those, owning the state of California, NIL opportunities. We talked about it last week with the kid that left Georgia now at USC has an apartment he's probably paying $4,000 or $5,000 a month at. They're recruiting California to Georgia, the national brand. They are back. There is no doubt in mind. USC is back. And as long as Lincoln Riley's there, they ain't going to go anywhere either. This is going to be one of the best. The only thing that concerns is now you just can't beat up on the Pac-12. You do have to take your game to another level.
Knowing that you're going to have to face
Ohio State and Michigan. And not saying they're going to get wiped by those guys. I'm just saying the competition is going to get a little bit more testy as they move to a better conference.
So I feel like week to week it will get more testy. Yep. You know, I think Oregon's kind of in the same tier as Ohio State and Michigan, or at least close. Yep. Maybe not. They're close. The point is, I expect USC to join the Big Ten, and they're immediately better than everybody except for Ohio State and Michigan, right? I'll even put them ahead of Penn State. So I don't know that it's going to be as big of an issue as they think. I know you're a big Kendall Roy guy, right? Well, how's this for brand synergy? I got a disruptor in Lincoln Riley, who is only 40 years old, who is on a very clear path to be one of the all-time greats. And now he teams up with one of the all-time great programs. Like you said, Aaron, you know what? That's called brand synergy. Avo Marzawaimi in the chat says, Riley has all those wins and nothing to show for it. I vehemently disagree. He's got 4 Big 12 championships, which do matter. I know we take them for granted, but look at what happened. Like 4 Big 12 championships. He's got 3 different Heisman winners, right, Aaron?
Yep.
Baker, Kyler, Caleb. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, so 3 to Heisman winners, 4 Big 12 championships. And think about this. Steve Sarkisian never won 10 games at USC. Lincoln Riley leaves Oklahoma. What happens the next year in Oklahoma? They go 6-7. He goes to USC.
They lose their quarterback. They lose their quarterback.
I know, but that's because of Lincoln. That's because of Lincoln.
I know, I'm just saying.
Okay? All I'm saying is, though, but still, 6-7 is inexcusable. But they go 6-7. Lincoln Riley wins 11 games year one at USC. And yet we're sitting here acting like we can't give him the benefit of the doubt on defense, or like we're acting like Lincoln Riley's a finished product. Guys, he's 40 years old. This cat
is going to
win national championships.
The only question is, it'll be interesting to see what the conversations in that room are, in that coach's room right now is, so for those that have been under a rock that don't know, they hired Cliff Kingsbury, who was not even close to being qualified to be the head coach of an NFL team. Not even close at all. Was completely shocked. I know that there was the offensive sexiness and everyone's always looking for that next great offensive line. Was not ready to be the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He gets fired. Big payday. Thought he was going to go on a nice little retirement to Thailand for the next couple of years. he's back and is now in the USC, in the USC coaching staff as a, like a yep. GA essentially. I wonder if there's been any conversations with those two, because that to me, the only worry of if does Lincoln get to winning national championships and USC getting back to a spot of being consistent is just like Pete Carroll. He's a hot name. Like if I'm an NFL team and I need a head coach, Lincoln Riley's at the top of my list. Winner, won a lot of games, won a lot more than Cliff Kingsbury.
Yep.
And offenses, I would say, is even better than Cliff Kingsbury. Like what? He's a better option. And if Cliff was given opportunity, why wouldn't you give the opportunity to the guy that's more qualified? So to me, that's the worry. Does he get sick of college football? Does he get sick of the recruiting, the NIL, the all the other BS, the having to go against Michigan and Ohio State every year and maybe not winning a natty? Just saying, you know what? It's time for me to test the water. So I am very interested to see if we do hear anything of those two possibly talking, what that transition is. Does Cliff think it's a good idea or not a good idea? Because that's the only thing holding USC back from being good for the next 10 years more is, does he take a job in the NFL or does he stay at USC as his dream job?
Yeah, I think that's completely fair. I do think that NFL is a little down on college coaches right now, but I agree. That's probably the biggest barrier to a championship. And remember this too. Pete Carroll had an incredible defense at USC. Like it can be done. They were dominant. They were scary on the defensive line. They hit hard. Like you can create that toughness out there. So Avo says, like all that, no national championships, can't coach a big game. That's my hill I'm staying on. I get that. That's what you've seen up to this point. But for both USC and Riley, there's a lot of story left to be written. Okay. Yeah. So Petit Trojan boys, in my mind, feeling stronger than ever.
JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics. UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches' play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics NIL deals, JLabs joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products or pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you are an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA for 21 and over adult consumers. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. They believed the market wanted tobacco alternative nicotine products that offered the best of both worlds. Bold flavor, full pouches. What are they made of? It's pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical grade nicotine. Most importantly, there's no tobacco leaf or stem. All proudly made right here in the USA. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online and they ship directly to most states. Or check out the store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Coming up next, I want to talk a little Georgia. But first, Aaron, you're a homeowner, correct? Right? Yeah,
I believe. I am.
I'm a homeowner.
I may need this service soon.
Yeah. So if you've ever want any repairs, upgrades, messy there, look, any job you need done around the house, check this out. You want Angie. Hello there, fellow homeowner. I've got some very exciting news for you. Okay. Angie's List is now just Angie, but it's still your home for everything home. Look, I've been in my house for about 5 years now, and I absolutely love it. I don't want to go anywhere, but, you know, it's an older house. So I had to get, like, the siding redone. I had to get the stucco redone. And although I may look like the epitome of a handy man, it may shock you, dear viewer, but I am indeed not handy. In fact, I don't know what the heck's going on with any of this stuff. So you know what I do? I get out my Angie app. And in just a few simple tippity taps, I have access to over 220,000 professionals from which to choose. What I love is, look, I live in Baton Rouge, right? And so it's all locally based. And I can actually look at the reviews of what other people in my area, who they've used. And so what I do, I got on my Angie app. I got my jobs lined up. I don't lift a finger. And the siding looks incredible, y'all. I basically live in my backyard now. And that's thanks to Angie. So, what are you waiting for? Download the Angie app today, A-N-G-I, or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie, your home for everything home. How about that, boys? I mean, that's how you sure. do a read
I need it for my the holes in the wall from hitting golf balls in my garage.
Yeah, true.
I need to find Angie's or me.
Yeah. Bilbo says, ask T-Bob about the time he called an HVAC company to help him change a light bulb. Okay, relax. It was not to help change a light bulb, okay? What happened was the bathroom had a leak in the ceiling. It looked all messed up around the light, and so I just assumed it was an electrical issue, okay? A little embarrassing when the guy shows up and just changes the light bulb, and then it starts to work again, okay? Yes, I fucked up. By the way, winner chicken dinner. Did remember to throw it to the poll, Brum. Eat it. Okay, Brum, bring up the blue chip ratio chart from yesterday. We are not going to spend very long on this. I have one final point to make on this. The other one. Do you have the other one that I had in the side piece? I want the one post transfers. Okay, so this is the 2023 chart after transfers are figured in. You're seeing a lot of red on this chart, okay? A majority of the top 16 teams losing more than they gained. This makes all the sense in the world, right? If you get over 70% 4 and 5 stars, there's only so much playing time available. Guys are going to go find that playing time elsewhere. What I want to highlight are two schools, and it's Michigan and it's Georgia, because shockingly, they don't have red. Michigan, 1 percentage point better, basically nil, right? Georgia, right, that 0% change. To me, that speaks to the culture that Jim Harbaugh's creating up in Ann Arbor and that Kirby Smart's creating in Athens, Georgia. And look, it's impressive for Jim, certainly, because I think he's beaten Ohio State with culture the last couple of years, but it's uber impressive for Kirby Smart, because if you just look at this chart, there should be no way to create the amount of buy-in or to force these players to be patient or be willing to accept, you know, not being the stars, maybe being a special teams guy, maybe being a third down guy. Like, the fact that Georgia had no change in the transfer portal is a real testament to the culture that Kirby Smart has built in Athens.
Yeah, I do disagree with you a little bit. Like, I've never heard any cultural issues at Ohio State. Like, I don't think there's any.
No. Sorry, I just mean that like Michigan, they're tougher. Like, I just mean that they're tougher. Like, they just like they.
It's a different style of football. It's a different brand. It's not the culture. It's just a different brand of football. They're more old school. Ohio State's more new school. And, you know, we would think a team that wants to spread you out with great athletes, with an elite quarterback, would have the upper hand in 2022 and beyond. But really, it's both these programs have kind of showed you that the old school mentality, which is not a cultural thing, it's just a schematics thing, is working still. Like Georgia is, I would say, more advanced than Michigan offensively. Like they've done a little bit more with personnel sets and moving guys around, but they still want to win the line of scrimmage. Both those teams last year, according to the, you know, offensive line award, were the number one and number two offensive lines in America. Like that's what it is. It is. We want to play a brand of football that is still rock 'em sock 'em, beat you up at the line of scrimmage. So,
I think we're getting our wires crossed. Yes, because I'm not talking about. I apologize. Maybe I said that wrong. I'm not talking about stylistically, and I'm not even criticizing all the other teams on the list. As I said, I think it's just a function of stacking talent that guys are going to leave. Like, I think that just happened. So I'm not coming after any of these other schools. All I'm saying is it does jump off the page that Georgia and Michigan are creating these sort of buy-in where guys are willing to stick around, willing to wait their turn, and willing to sacrifice the individual self for the greater good of the team. That's all.
Yeah, and that's a tough sell. It's a tough sell. It really is a tough sell nowadays. But you have to, in my mind, if I'm a player, if I'm a player knowing that there's a guy in front of me and I'm going to have to wait a couple of years, what do I want that coach to tell me? I want that coach to tell me, hey, you're gonna have an opportunity to win championships, which Michigan has done past 2 years when it comes to the Big Ten. They've been in the playoffs. Georgia's obviously won two national championships. So you're winning championships. You're seeing guys in front of you get drafted early on in the NFL. And you're both really good academic schools. I just think that they offer a lot to the student athlete where you can sell and you can pitch it to the player and you can sell and pitch it to mom and dad. Like Michigan's a hell of an academic university. So Harbaugh literally sits down with those kids and say, hey, we run the Big Ten. You can get paid. You get a great education. You go to the NFL. Kirby Smart. Hey, we have one of the top three academic institutions in the SEC. You're an hour away from Atlanta. You're in one of the best college towns in America. You're winning championships, SEC and national, and we're putting guys in the first round more than anyone else currently in college football. It's like, it's not just a snap your fingers kind of thing. Like it takes time to build those other things around to excite the kids to want to stay. And it's also recruiting the right type of player. You know, it's recruiting the guy that, you know, sees the bigger picture. That's not there for the immediate gratification. And I think that's the hard part nowadays because as fans, we are so consumed with stars and stars and stars. And we just look at the highlight film on YouTube and kind of say, oh my God, that guy's great. But we really don't personally know that kid. And I think you look at these staffs nowadays at Georgia, Michigan, everywhere, like they take the time to invest in getting to know if I get a kid at a certain position, yes, I would like to get him to start now, but is he a kid that's willing to wait 2-3 years buying his time because I don't want to deal with the headache of the transfer portal. So it's just a lot of work, man. And which is why at the end of the day, LSU, I believe, is doing it. I think more and more teams will do this. You need a GM. You need a GM to be able to manage this, to do deeper dives into these players for roster retention.
LSU, did you guys lose him? Lost. Yeah. He went to go be AD of his old school that he's alumnus from. But I agree. I was actually a bit shocked when they didn't announce a replacement. Yeah. Basically saying that job's going to be done by multiple people. I agree. I would have an NFL-style GM if I was T-Pat says, who was it who says, I'm not going to college play football. I went to college play football, not play school. That was Stetson Bennett. No, just kidding. It was Cardell Jones. But as we talked about the other day, it's actually Stetson Bennett. Okay, so now the question becomes, Georgia's trying to three-peat. Something I don't – has it ever been done before? None forever. I mean, Saban never did it. That's right. One time.
Minnesota.
When was it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the 40s. Okay. So functionally, something that has never been done before. Georgia's trying to win a championship. So even though it looks obvious that they will, history tells us it will probably go awry somewhere along the way. Like they likely will not win. which means somebody else will. And so the question is, Aaron, who do you think, and I have a very obvious five here. I want you to rank them in order from least likely to most likely. Who do you think are the five teams that could beat Georgia and win the Natty this year?
This year. The five teams, you want me to go from five to one of least likely to likely?
Yep.
Least likely to likely. Let's go with USC.
Correct Southern answer. Cal number five. Good job.
Oh, that's who you had. Nice.
Yep.
Number four, I would go with – actually, no. I'm going to flip it. I'm going to go five Michigan, four USC, because I do think USC at least presents an option to me. Wow. That could score points against Georgia. Like, you know how I feel. Like, if you can score points, you have an opportunity. Michigan and their brand of football, which is tries to be similar to Georgia, just doesn't match up well. I think Georgia would sweep and beat up Michigan pretty good. I think USC with Caleb could at least score points and make it interesting, similar to Ohio State last year.
We'll see. No Monken. I don't know.
LSU 3, Ohio State 2.
So we would have been nearly exact, and then Alabama won, I'm assuming, right? Obviously?
No, screw that. Never mind. For some reason, here we go. Michigan,
mm-hmm.
USC,
mm-hmm.
Alabama,
okay.
LSU, Ohio State.
Ah, okay. I was going to go Michigan as the best chance. Ohio State second, Alabama third, LSU then USC bringing up the rear. But it is interesting. I mean, we landed on the exact same five names, right? Because there's no belief in Sark. There's no belief in Venables, really.
So Oregon, you think Michigan has the best chance to beat Georgia?
Well, this is what I keep wrestling with when it comes to Michigan, Ohio State. At what point do I stop giving Ohio State the benefit of the doubt? Because I still want to. My instinct is to still pick Ohio State to be better than Michigan, but it's like, what, is it a third time when they beat their ass in a row that suddenly I'll accept it? Like, I feel a bit like an idiot to continue to champion Ohio State over Michigan, despite I think they should be
but
better.
But it's not saying who's the better of the two teams. It's completely different argument. It's
yeah, not, but I think Michigan
it's, no, who's
I think
better, Michigan. It's who's better suited to beat Georgia is the question.
Well, to me, it's who's better suited to get there. Right.
Because they got there last year by losing Michigan. They got there last year.
Oh, they did. That is true. I could see either team beating Georgia, though. I could see that's why all five teams are on this list. I could see all five teams on this list beating Georgia. So I just think it's kind of more likely who's going to get through. Blake Walters says Alabama still has the best chance. Yeah. I mean, look, this chart, you know, clearly Alabama is still a cut above in terms of just raw talent. But man, I'll be damned if the context of this year's Alabama team doesn't really hold them back. Let's see. What up, Mr. Wonder? What's going on, man? Who beats UGA this year? The Chiefs, the Eagles, the Niners? Yeah, okay, relax. This is your yearly reminder that any NFL team would smash any college football team. Yeah. The worst NFL player is the best college football player. Like just know that.
No.
What do you mean?
I would take Caleb Williams over 10 NFL quarterbacks. Right.
Sorry,
now.
I don't mean it in terms of like literal best. I mean like the worst guy on an NFL team was still one of the premier players at his school. Like he was one of the big men on campus. He was a player that was like all conference. You knew about who he was, and now he could be like a special team are buried on the 53. I hate this idea that any college team, even the mighty Bulldogs, could compete with any NFL team. So those are the teams that think capable UJ. Hey, Aaron, I did a little future fortune telling. We all know about Prime and Colorado probably joining the Big 12, right? The Pac-12's never been a fit. They've been awful in the Pac-12. In fact, since joining in 2011, over the last 12 years, Colorado is 27-76. But you know what's crazy? Me and Brum did not remember this. Colorado won 10 games in 2016. They won the Pac-12 South. I know, which makes that 27-76 record like even worse because 10 of the 27 years wins came in 1 year. So obviously they remain awful in the Pac-12. It's never been a good fit. I have two questions for you. The first is this. Let's jump into the future 3 years from now. So Prime's had time to build in Colorado. Yeah. And now you have the Big 16 or the Big Teen, as we're all calling it. It's Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, Baylor, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, BYU, TCU, West Virginia. And then it's Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado. How many teams in 3 years, like where does Colorado rank in that hypothetical Big Teen?
I would say Colorado is
Who's still better? I think Kansas State is still better, right? Utah.
I think
definitely still better.
Utah's better. I think Utah's better. I think. I mean, Colorado's got a lot of good stuff from too. I mean, we talk about like the positives of like a Georgia or Michigan. I mean, Colorado is a beautiful campus. Yep. You got all of a sudden buy-in from the university and from fans. True. You got a coach that is electric right now. I think they're top three, man. I think they're gonna be top three in that conference.
Wow. Okay. So that's what's funny. The answer.
It's not a great conference. It's not a great conference.
Well, it is though. It is. It's just they don't have the heavyweights. Like top to bottom, the Big 12, bro, you can't disrespect the Big 12 after last year. Top to bottom, they're frisky. Everybody's pretty good. It's just that.
That's the thing. It's good. There won't be an elite team in there, though. It will be like last year. Yeah. It will be one of the more entertaining conferences in America because there will be so much transparency where the Big 16 will.
Big Teen.
Essentially, every Big Teen will have an opportunity. Any given weekend, any team should be able to beat any team. Like, that's going to be the exciting part about that conference. Like, they're all just kind of good.
So it's interesting.
A little good.
The whole point of this particular question is just it's a Rorschach test for how you feel about Prime. You're obviously very high on Prime. I am too. I'm maybe a little less. I still think Kansas State, Baylor, Utah, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, I would argue, are probably going to be above it. Maybe not.
But recruiting, man, who's going to recruit better than him? Who's going to recruit better than him? Who is going to bring in more four-star guys than Prime?
Okay, so
Baylor isn't. Baylor isn't. Kansas State isn't. Texas Tech isn't. So they will bring in more top-tier talent by Colorado in the next 3 years.
So if in 3 years, Dion has Colorado, like you're saying, winning 9 games, maybe even 10 with a bowl game, and third in the Big Teen, he's not staying at Colorado.
No.
He's leaving, right?
Yes.
And he will be the most sought-after candidate in ages. And so you look around the country, Aaron, what brand out there, what major school that would represent a step up from Colorado maybe isn't sure about their future right now? Where is Deion Sanders the best fit 3 years down the road?
Get you to pop a Woody over there, T-Bob, but it's Texas. If Sark screws up over the next 2 years and doesn't get the job done, win. I'll give you another one. Screw that, because Sark isn't. So I'm not even going to put that hypothetical out there. This is the one you need to keep an eye out for right here. You want to know? Alabama when Saban retires.
Oh, no way. No.
Who else? Because the person that has to take over for Nick Saban, which is why I've kind of championed Lane Kiffin a little bit, has to be a cocky SOB. Has to be a dude that doesn't care that he is following the footsteps of the greatest coach of all time and is willing to take the punishment that comes with that. Deion would be that guy that would step into Alabama, to Tuscaloosa, and not give a damn that Nick Saban just left as the greatest coach of all time. He would step in there in 4 years. Who else would you take? Who would you take right now? If Deion turned Colorado into a 10-win team in 4 years, who else would you take to take over for Nick Saban? I'm taking Deion. Why would you not take Deion?
I would take Deion. I don't think Deion wants Alabama. Why would he want to follow?
He'd be crazy not to.
No coach wants to go to Alabama. No coach wants to go to – why? What? Prime cares, bro. He refers to himself in the third person as Coach Prime. If you don't call him coach, he gets pissed. Like,
you need that personality to take over a guy like Saban. He's the only one that could.
So I think you're right in that that personality could handle it, but that personality doesn't want to handle it because you go to Texas and you win and you're a god. Okay, you reawaken the burnt orange empire that's been passed out since Mac Brown and Vince Young left 15 years ago. You go to Texas A&M, somebody mentioned that in chat, and you win there, you're a god. You do something that has a lot of the advantages of Alabama, but none of the history. Like, nobody, you never, what's the old saying? You never want to follow the guy. You want to follow the guy who follows the guy. Okay, that's how I feel about Prime in Alabama. But you heard it here first. Like, mark if, the date.
If Alabama, say Sark does kick ass, Alabama is open in 4 years, and that is A&M isn't, Texas isn't, it's just Alabama. Would Prime take it?
Potentially, yes.
I'm not saying there's options on the table. I'm just saying Alabama is the option. If he wants to leave Colorado and he got to a spot where Alabama offered him the job, would he take it?
I think personally, maybe this would change in how Deion does in Colorado. I do not see Alabama's fan base or leadership embracing him. I see them feeling like they're a little better than. I feel like they would go after like Kirby and Dabo and like throw them all the money in the world. No, Kirby I know. But I feel like they would want to kick those tires at least. But Nick Saban's not going to be done in 3 years either. You're living in fucking fantasy land if you think he is, bro.
I don't know.
There's no way. All right. So look, all I know is that's how you take, my friends. Here on June 7, 2023, we just predicted that Deion will either be the coach of Texas, Alabama, or Texas A&M come 2025. You're welcome. That's even better than the day after the draft next year mock draft. That's how you do it, folks. Real quick here, Brum, do you have the mock-up of the new Jacksonville Stadium? In case you missed it, the Jags are getting a new stadium. This is relevant to Snaps because the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. And this may not be outdoors anymore, but this, my God, this new stadium, and this is the interior. If you go look at the exterior, it looks like a spaceship. What a treat. If you are
in Georgia. Do they have the pool still?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I haven't been able to confirm yet. I know. Trust me. But what a treat if you're a Georgia or a Florida fan getting to go to the stadium play. And I don't want to hear any more bullshit complaining about neutral site games, because playing here, I already think it's better. But in this stadium, it is far better than playing that game in the swamp or playing in Sanford. Just is. I know what I tell you.
Yes. Yep. Someone who's played a neutral site game in that game, it just hits differently. So I'm just more interested to know if the Jacksonville Jaguars will be playing that stadium or if this is just for the world's largest cocktail party or not.
No. This is Jacksonville. I'm coming to realize that Jacksonville's a bit like the Saudi public investment firm, right? In that they know, well, look, just because they're, okay, look, Jacksonville knows they're being cheated on, okay? Like, they're not dumb.
Yeah.
They know the team and Shad Khan are going over to London and they're staying at their personal trainer's apartment and it's just like a giant sex party. Jacksonville also knows they still want to be married to the Jags. And they don't care that they're being cheated on. They've got so much money, they're going to slap golden handcuffs around them. Okay. They're going to stuff their mouths so full of money, Jacksonville won't be able to open their mouths to say, I want to leave for London. And that's exactly what this stadium is. Make something so appealing, so incredible. Redo the bathrooms, redo the whole house so that your wife may hate you and she still has to stay because you've created such a palace for her. So yeah, I see what Jacksonville's doing here and I applaud it. This is what
listen, you do. If anyone know anything about sex parties, it'd be the guy that is in Baton Rouge. So I will
not true.
Not true. We'll listen to you on this one.
The only time that multiple LSU football players were in the same bed with each other was after they scored in the Cheez-It Bowl and they all hopped in that bed in the end zone with the Cheez-It mascot, which is still just a wonderful, funny, really dumb, quirky part of college football. All right. I know you have to go, Aaron, so we're going to call it for today. I did want to talk about the college football player boycotting the NCAA game. I'll just say this real quick. I don't think there's ever been a sports game that the actual players have mattered less to than NCAA. Yeah. Not to say they don't matter, but like, we never had names of the past, and people only care about dynasty mode really anyway. So I don't think this boycott's going anywhere. Whatever. Okay, Aaron, anything you say on the way out?
Just sign your damn name, get your $500, take your girlfriend out for a couple nice dinners, and enjoy playing with yourself on the game. There you go.
On the game, folks. Actually, you know what? You want to play with yourself? Be my guest. I'm not here to judge, man. I've been doing it my whole life.
Multitask.
You can. I don't think you can game and do it at the same time, though. It's not exactly a...
Yeah.
You generally need two hands for the controller, right? Is the problem.
two hands, like, oh...
No. Well, hey, no. I mean, yeah. Not to brag. Barely, but yeah. Tiny hands, but still.
Tiny hands.
But still, I mean, tiny hands aren't bad in that regard, right? It's a perspective thing. It's like in The Hobbit. But Ian McKellen way closer to the camera, and he looks like way bigger than Elijah Wood does all of a sudden. Uh-huh. You know, they're not that different. Okay, look, we love you so much. Please, again, y'all, we're so happy to be on this new YouTube channel, youtube.com/@volumesnaps. If you're listening on pod, please go like it, subscribe to it. We got merch now. Make snaps your safe word. It's a very comfortable t-shirt. If you want to, you know, check it out, buy it. I actually just bought one myself to support the cause. And sub to the channel, man, because we really want to. We love this show. We're going to continue to grow it. We feel like this, and we really fought for getting this channel made. So help make me and Aaron correct by doing all that annoying, like, subscribe, hit the bell stuff. All right, Aaron, how big are your hands?
9 1/4.
9 1/4, baby. That's what I'm talking about. 9 inches right here. 9-inch kings. Let's ride. All right. Internet says 9 1/8. Ooh.
Lies.
Andy J. Zane saw some shorts today. Well done. That's all the production team. So a huge thank you to Ryan Brumley, Paul Ferry, to Pat Gunner, and Adam Gracia, Danny Cardenas. They did a great job on this YouTube. We love you. And I'll be in tomorrow doing a Snaps tier list live 1 p.m. Come hang out. We'll see you then.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.